Our next guest, boy, he's just like a fine wine. He gets better with age. Our good buddy.
I don't know about that.
Jeff Hartz with the Cleveland Haunts Club. Jeff, thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me again. It's always a pleasure to be on with you guys.
Well, it's great to have you with us, and I know you're a big part of what goes on here in Avon Lake in a few weeks. Boo by the Woods. Now, when we first had you on a little over a year ago, it was just before the haunted garage sale, which was really fun. God, that was a blast. I remember you were telling us all about it. I brought my girlfriend at the time, my wife now, over, and we ended up walking out with a bunch of really cool stuff. She sent me a text earlier today. She's off today, and she said, I'm putting our Halloween decorations up. So I'm sure much of what we bought at that haunted garage sale is actually going up in the house right now. But you were telling us about the Boo by the Woods and just how cool that is, how fun that is, and how awesome that is for the kids.
Yeah, it seems to be getting better every year. And this is an event that was started by one of the councilmen here and his neighbors. It's Dave Kaz. And he lives on Redwood, and some of his neighbors were big Halloween enthusiasts, and they would be setting up all their stuff, and they wanted to provide an event for kids that were a little bit younger, not ready for the haunted houses, but wanted to get them involved in the whole Halloween spirit. And so they came up with this idea for the Trail of Haunted Tales, which is an event that's geared at kids between the ages of like 7 and 12 to 13. And it's an event that takes place near the Avon Lake Library. And it is a one-night event where it goes from 6 to 9. And it goes throughout the Koff Reservation behind the library on the trail there. And it goes to these different stations where there's cautionary tales for the kids, why these certain characters are in the woods through their actions and things like that. And it's not, there's no gore, there's no blood. It's more geared at kids, but it's spooky enough to make it fun for them and get them into the Halloween spirit.
And you guys tell tales along the way as well. You mentioned it's educational. You mentioned it's not something that's stiff. It's a lot of fun because, like you said, it's not too scary to scare them away, but it's fun enough, it's different enough. What kinds of tales are told along the way?
Well, I don't want to ruin it because of people that come out, but it's just think of cautionary tales like, you know, not taking things from others or along those lines. Think of a pirate. What do pirates do? And things of that nature. And the idea is that they're being entertained, but there's still a lesson to be learned.
Sure.
And it's within the Halloween spirit is what it's all about. And it's really blown up. They put the tickets on sale, and it sold out in one day.
Holy cow.
And so it is a full festival atmosphere. So for people who didn't get tickets, you can still come out. The library is open with activities for the kids, pumpkin carving. You know, there's like all sorts of different characters that are going to be there, the Ghostbusters. And, you know, there's different actors from the Star Wars films. And when I say actors, I mean characters dressed like them, not, you know, Harrison Ford's not going to be down here. He couldn't make it this year. So, but, it really is a full festival feel to it. There's magicians, there's music, there's DJs for the kids to dance, and it's just a great, fun Halloween evening for the family.
Sounds like a blast, and if it's sold out in an hour, I think that tells you all you need to know about its popularity.
Exactly.
Really cool stuff. Well, I've got to ask you about the yard haunts, because every time we have you on, I know we love talking about the yard haunts and the great things that you see along the way. You were detailing some of the yards that you've seen along the way, and now that we are officially in Halloween season, right? So, I mean, we're at the beginning of October. We're officially in Halloween season, which I know for you is kind of like Christmas.
It is my Christmas, yes.
Yeah. What kinds of cool things have you seen so far?
You know, to concentrate on the ones here in Lorain County, you know, there's the famous ones in Lorain where the person throughout the years, the one year he did a full steam engine in his yard. And then the next year, it was a full pirate ship. And then last year, he had like an earth digging device that's drilling out of the ground. And there's, you know, concrete everywhere. And skeletons are running this device. And I'm not sure what he's doing this year. I mean, he may change it up. But if you go throughout Bay or here in Avon Lake, just drive around and you'll see all sorts of different, you know, behind the library there. There's some great ones over on those side streets, Delwood and, you know, throughout the city of Avon Lake. And I know Elyria has a bunch down by LCCC. I spoke with the one homeowner there on Abbey Road, has a wonderful setup. you know, at Halloween, it's fun just to drive around and see all the decorations, you know, and a lot of them don't mind you getting out of your car and going up and looking. And what we do with the Cleveland Haunt Club is we have this thing, it's called a yard haunt sight sign that we put out, and it promotes our club, and it lets people know that this is a Cleveland Haunt Club site where they're welcome to come up and look. And look a little closer at it. Now, naturally, you don't want to walk through the yard and touch their stuff. They put a lot of work into it. But we go out and we deliver these signs to our members who want to be a part in it. And then on our Facebook page, we have a working Google map that you can go and look in your area and see any of the ones that are near you. So if anyone would be interested in this, they can join the Cleveland Haunt Club Facebook page. And it allows them to access this utility where they can see the different yard haunts and haunted houses in the area. And there's a lot of great ones around here. And kind of, you know, get involved with all the Halloween fun.
And it's about more than just the scary, spooky stuff that often gets associated with Halloween. You were telling us about a lot of creativity that you've seen so far. You had especially pointed out the one about the gentleman who put together that Batman Lego Batmobile, right?
Yeah, and that guy is in – and I apologize. I can't remember his name. Great guy. But he lives near the waterfalls there in Olmsted Falls, and he built this full-size Batmobile – in the theme of Legos, and they look like full-size, you know, like adult-sized Legos that he built it out of, and it looks just like the Batmobile. Now, he may be changing it up, and that's the funny thing about big Halloween people is they don't like to rest on their laurels, and they'll ditch that one and go on to a new one this year. And a good friend of mine, Ray Kent in Bay Village, I think he's crazy, but he puts all this work into these. Last year, he did this real working electronic zombie containment facility that it was actuated, it lit up, it made the noises, and it looked like there was a zombie in there breaking out. He got rid of it, sold it off, and this year he built a full-size Audrey 2 from Little Shop of Horrors, which is an actual actuated. It moves, the mouth moves, the vines move on it. He has a voice control for it, so it actually speaks. And that's one that you can see in Bay Village on Elmwood Road. And there's like five or six different homeowners on that street that go all out. Another one of our members, Keith Stevens, is doing a classic monsters theme. So he's going to have Frankenstein, the Mummy, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I'm going to be Mr. Hyde at that haunted attraction on Halloween night. And it's actual haunted attraction that you can go through. There's no charge. And they get several hundred people that go over there on that street. The city allows them to cut it off like a block party where they put up barricades so that it's safe for the kids because they're running all over the place. And, you know, they encourage people to come down and join in and check out. And it's like walking through a haunted attraction at no charge.
How big's the Audrey 2? I'm curious on that. Is
it's
it
out
full
there.
Size?
It's out, and that's, once again, on Elmwood Road in Bay Village. It's literally a full size. I mean, it's bigger than me. Oh, yeah. It's in a giant pot, and it's actuated. The mouth moves and everything. I was over there 2 days ago. What's that?
Does it do the whole feed me, Seymour, and
exactly,
everything?
Exactly, nice. Yes. Yes.
Very cool.
And the guy who did it, Raymond Kent, he has a theater background. And so, you know, his passion is building props, and he'll get rid of that. He already has a haunted attraction in San Francisco, offered him a large amount of money for it. So he already sold it, and Halloween's not even here yet. And he went on, there's this group on Facebook called Haunters Hangout where you can network with other, you know, Halloween nuts like me and him throughout the world. And he shared it on there, and they said, we want that. We're willing to pay this much. And he's like, he said he had four different offers from different places, and we're talking a lot of money, like crazy. I'm like, wow, that just paid for itself. So
that's awesome. Wow. It seems with all the work that's put into these things, I mean, they go out for like a month. These almost seem like they could stay out there year-round, people would
enjoy. And the joke with us, and I think I told you last year when I was on with you around Halloween, you know, you wondered, when do Halloween enthusiasts start planning next year? And it's November 1st. That's when, in their mind, they're already working on what they're going to do next year.
Well, if you put that much time and energy into something like that, you can't really take any months off. I mean, it's not like you could take a Halloween break.
Because you're looking for different, you know, props for it or different supplies to build it. You know, and you can't go out and spend all that money in one day. You've got to kind of pace yourself through the year. And a lot of these guys put a lot of money into it. I mean, we're not talking $100, $200. We're talking some thousands of dollars. You go down Delwood here in Avon Lake and right down at the end near the park. And every year, That resident is adding new props to it, and I know him. He's going out to different flea markets and stuff and looking for things that he can repurpose, you know, and he can create into usable props that just look awesome. You go and you look from the street, and it just looks amazing.
That's incredible. It's wild to me, the detail that goes into this. You mentioned, look, it's not just the detail. It's not just the money. It's the work that goes into this
passion,
as well. The passion. Yeah. I've got it along those same lines. For someone like you, who clearly very much gets into this whole Halloween spirit, what's the month of October like for you? I'm sure it's very exciting. It's fun, but it's got to be crazy busy.
For me, it's hectic because I'm a vendor at shows. I do like horror movie conventions and paranormal shows and haunted house trade shows, which I do throughout the year. I mean, I live Halloween and horror and the spooky side of life every day. But typically once a month, I'm traveling somewhere in the country to go vend at a convention, or, you know, I've even done like the Mothman Festival in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. And there actually is a Mothman Festival that embraces the whole Richard Gere movie. They'll get 20,000 people come through for that convention, and I go down there, and it's just a lot of fun. But October for me is crazy. I'm going to be at six different shows, like a witch's ball, a paranormal convention in Mohican called Mohican, and I'm going to be in Chillicothe, Ohio for the Chillicothe Halloween Festival. And just traveling all over and having a great time and meeting people who are, you know, into Halloween like me and just enjoying it.
Mohican. I love that, man. I went to Mohican, I think, the last time I was there for sixth grade camp, which was probably 25 years ago, something like that. I had no idea they had anything even remotely close to this. What all goes on at Mohican, just out of curiosity?
Now, that's a paranormal festival.
Okay.
And that's more ghost hunting, psychics, things of that nature. Because, like, I also sell tarot cards and spooky music. I work with a band. I produce two CDs with a band called Nox Arcana, which means Mysteries of the Night. And it's one of the world's foremost haunted house music producers. They have 19 different CDs. They all have their own theme and feel, depending on if you're into vampires, they have Transylvania along those lines, you know, spooky pirate CDs. And I did one called Zombie Influx and another one called House of Nightmares. And so I work with this band and I represent them. I sell their CDs all over the place. And my background is as a sculptor. I do my own gothic sculpture, gargoyles and Abandoned Hope plaques and Vlad Tepes plaques and things of that nature. And thankfully, there's a lot of weird people who are into the same things I am. So, you know, I can go out and I can do these things. And it's actually a lot of fun.
For those people who are out there listening right now, they've got a really cool display in their yard. I would imagine you've probably seen it by now, but if you haven't and they want to get a hold of you guys, to have you guys come out there and check it out to see if they can get the seal of approval, how can they get a hold of you?
We encourage them to go to the Cleveland Haunt Club's Facebook page, and on there they can register their haunt, and we'll bring them one of our signs that recognize them as a Cleveland Haunt Club yard haunt. And there's no charge for that. We come out, we deliver it, and, you know, we encourage our members to go and look at their yard and see what they've done and, you know, appreciate all the work they put into it.
Very cool stuff. Jeff, this is always fun, man. I know this
the pleasure is always mine. It's a great time being with you guys.
Well, and I know this is a great month for you. Like you said, it's hectic for you, but it's a lot of fun for you because Halloween's just a few weeks away. But we always appreciate the time, man. Thanks for coming
on. Thank you.
Again, that's Jeff Hartz with the Cleveland Haunts Club, and make sure you check that out on Facebook, man. A lot of great stuff on there, and if you have a yard that you think should get that seal of approval, well, visit them on Facebook. You'll see some great pictures, you can share some great stories, and have a great time. We need to step aside and take a quick break. We've got about a half hour left on this Tuesday edition of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Again, coming your way today from John Christ Winery on our spotlight on Avon Lake here on AM 930 WEOL.